This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Charles. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number three.
Three
is in three-day weekend. Thank you for joining us exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. You figured this bad boy out. You know, if you subscribe to the podcast, you get this Friday morning.
Yeah.
Do us a favor. Tell your friends to also subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
That the way they too can listen to the Men's Room Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
On Odyssey. Yes, exactly. Three-day weekend. What's everybody doing over the weekend? We got any good plans? Anybody?
My in-laws, we got a birthday that's going to happen over there, and so that's gonna take up Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a wonderful time. He's going to be, I think he's turning 30.
30?
Maybe a little bit older.
Well, it's a big birthday.
It's a huge birthday.
Yeah. Man.
It's going to be awesome. So and her family is always fun to throw down with, so I know I'm going to have a great old time there. Sunday, the wife and I are, this is going to bore you guys to tears, but Sunday, the wife and I are on a mission. We've been getting our steps each and every day so far this year. We've gotten 10,000. She has noticed that on her health app, she has gotten badges for getting 10,000 steps in a day, 20,000 steps in a day, and 30, and there's an available one for 40 that she hasn't gotten yet. And so 40 is the day that we've decided that we're going to tackle it so that we can spend Monday recovering from the 40,000
step walk. I would say that's going to be about a 3.5 to 4 hour walk.
Something, at least. Yeah. We looked at it, like 10,000 steps is somewhere around
about an hour.
3 miles. So we're looking at a 12-mile day.
Yeah, but you know what, man? If you get out, like, but also do yourself a favor. Hit pause.
Exactly.
Go into a bar.
Yes.
Get a beer.
Yes.
Get a hot dog.
Yeah.
And then keep walking. Because look, man, it doesn't matter. As long as you 40, get the
you're
steps
doing 40?
40. 40.
This says that's approximately 17 to 20 miles.
17 to 20 miles. Okay. So the idea is we're going to get up early in the morning. We're going to walk the dog. We can't walk him everywhere because he's old and slow and has arthritis. So we just he's not viable to make that day with. We're going to walk him out.
Nice
and
work.
Probably Dick. And then we're probably going to walk around our area there, you know, maybe hit up the relatives that are in the area and maybe get some breakfast or something like that, take a nap, and then we're going to go to, like, mm-hmm. Green
don't
Lake.
Don't forget we're playing around the golf with the Smash auction winner, too.
That we are. We're doing
so
that
so you don't have
today.
To get in the car with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to bring a speaker, listen to music, but if you want to get your steps in and walk that fucker, you're more inclined to
take that. Are you a speaker guy when you in your cart?
I was thinking that Mike and I was going to be speaker guys.
We got to be speaker right. guy.
You know why? Because we're in the cart.
We're the radio guys.
We're Jefferson.
You know,
let's be fucking speaker guy.
Hell yeah. I mean, we felt unprepared and you know, Miles, you and I have competed in a tournament before and we were unprepared. We had speaker guy in front of us.
Yeah, we did. We need speakers. Cool. We need Fireball.
Yeah. Fireball?
Fuck yeah.
Fireball?
What else you want?
Get like Jack or something like that. Why are we doing Fireball?
That's his course drink.
It is his course
because
drink.
You know why? It. Because we have things we need to do later on. So
that's
I figured,
a fact.
You know, I kind of like ease into it.
I wanted to bring
ironically, the last round of golf I played was at Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy used to be the cart boy there.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Figure I'll bring a chest full of beer or something like that. We'll find that.
We could do it like one of our old coworkers and act like we're stealing the cart and not check into the golf course.
He was not acting like he was stealing
the
cart.
No, he actually stole the cart.
He stole the cart.
He stole the fucking cart. I cannot believe that. But yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
As we get, and it's good too because the golf tournament's coming up. So at least get a good idea of, I haven't played the course in a while, laid out the course. Last time I played the course, I won the Seafair Championship. Oh, so I really want to.
Well done.
I don't want to talk too much about that.
Yes.
Go and look at my plaque. Go look at my plaque right beside the picture of Fred Couples.
Yeah.
I know that you want to get breakfast and drinks beforehand, Miles, but I got to put in at least 20 minutes on the driving range. Just...
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Who gives a shit?
I suck, man.
Who gives a shit?
I'm not good. There's no reason why
either?
I should be involved in this. What do you mean I'm not either?
How about
you
either?
Are you jackass?
Nah, it's a fucking tight course, man. We're all going to suck. That thing is as narrow as it could possibly be.
Oh, God.
It's hard as shit.
So I got to get a whole new crate of balls in.
It's like leg span away. It's just like when they built it, the trees were, you know, 5 feet tall, 10 feet tall.
Right.
Now they're 60 fucking feet tall. And the branches have creeped into the fairway areas. And, you know, instead of hitting a shot where you could hit it over a tree, now you got to hit it dead fucking straight the entire way.
Well, that's not what I'm
good
at.
That's Pacific Northwest golf. Me neither. It's hard. I mean, that type of... That's why I go play Chambers Bay. There's not a fucking tree on that golf course.
Oh, no.
I just swing like a fucking monkey. Nobody cares. Like, wow.
Just an open playing ground.
Yeah. There was a course we used to play in like, Bowie, Maryland, where they just built those houses way too close to the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
No.
But, I mean, it was like a thing. Like, I don't know anybody that played around there that never hit a house.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to go out to the Gorge on Sunday.
Okay.
Outlaw.
So the show is Sunday.
Yeah.
So is it a weekend thing or is it just Sunday?
They open up camping Saturday afternoon if you want to spend the night Saturday night.
So there's no Saturday night show.
No Saturday night show. But yeah, Sunday is Lake Street. I'm not positive I know them.
Lake Street Boys.
Then Billy Strings, who Lake Street Billy Strings, who I really want to see. He's like the next up-and-comer jam band that people travel around.
All right.
Yeah, and then Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson.
Nice.
Damn.
I've seen Willie twice. I've seen him at the Gorge, actually.
That's right.
See, to me,
mom,
okay, so,
I did take my mom.
Yeah. So to me, it's weird that just the order. Because if I'm Willie and I'm 90, 85,
87, somewhere
around
there.
I think he's 90.
Right? Like, I'm going like, okay, I'm going out first. Right. Billy Strings can close this thing with
92.
His jam band shit.
Damn, he's 92.
If I'm Bob Dylan, I'm like, look, I'm going out right when Willie does. Because I, too, am a senior fucking citizen. Like,
yeah, old Bob is.
Well, Dylan, I'm interested in. I saw him once, but I was like in grade school, so I didn't know Bob Dylan songs. But I've seen Willie, and even when I saw him, Christ, he was old when I saw him 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he has his family with him, and there's a lot of harmonizing, and they're singing, too.
Okay,
so for Willie, it's like you get to see him, but they help him a lot.
Yeah.
So the show's still good. Bob Dylan, though, like...
He's 83.
He's 83. He could barely sing lyrics when he was in his prime.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, I mean, sorry.
No, yeah.
No, you're right.
You're absolutely right.
He would tell you. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
They had this Richard Branson, the guy with Virgin and all that shit. He does festivals every once in a while. He dips his hand in whatever he kind of likes.
Yeah.
So he used to have the Harley-Davidson Festival.
Okay.
Brings together both worlds that he loves. He loves riding Harleys. He loves music. They have one of these. It's in Baltimore, and it is at the racetrack, all right? It's at Pimlico. So it's an all-day festival, and it's a who's who of everything. So I was on stage. Billy Idol, our station was sponsoring the event. So I bring out Billy Idol, and Billy Idol's Billy Idol. I don't care how old Billy Idol is. It's the Billy Idol rock star that you see in the commercials on television.
Yeah.
It's the punching of the air fists. It's the leather straps on the forearm like a fucking professional wrestler. Steve Stevens is out there with crazy wild fucking hair, shirt unbuttoned down to his dick. It's, you know, they rock. Billy Idol rocks. Well, Bob Dylan wanted to get done early because he didn't want to be up that late either. So Bob Dylan comes on after Billy Idol. Now, when you look into the sea of crowd of Baltimore, Billy Idol's right up the fucking alley of Hammerjack's Rock.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're going fucking
nuts.
He's
a god.
He is. They're going fucking nuts. They love this.
Billy Idol still smokes, right?
I don't know.
Just saying, that helps his cred in Baltimore. He just, you know what I mean?
He looks like he does.
He's ripping a dart. He's shirtless.
Yeah, he's just fucking
punk. He has no fucks to give.
He's punk rock, man. He, like, you can just hear him grunting, you know, like when he's walking around. He's Billy Idol. And then a little bit of a set break, and Bob Dylan is going to go out. Bob Dylan's going to sit on a fucking stool, and he's also wearing a, like, a anaconda rattlesnake, full-length reptilian jacket.
Right, right.
It looks very cowboyish. You know what I'm saying? It looks like some of the like Richie Sambora would wear or whatever. It is 90 fucking three. It is so fucking hot in Baltimore. This is August. It is fucking hot.
Humid.
He's got a cowboy hat on with a feather coming out of it, sunglasses and all that shit. And he basically just went up there and bored the living fucking bejesus out of the 30,000 people that were there. He just did a very slow acoustical show. And, you know,
what's he going to do? What choice does he have? He can't go out there and rock unless he plays other people's shit.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There's a rock one.
Right.
From Metallica.
He should have gone out before Bob, before Billy Idol.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. I think in this concert, you could put Billy Strings last. Because I read a review of last year's show, and this guy said, he goes, I will definitely go again. But it's an so it's called the Outlaw Country.
All right.
Right? You guys heard this in the office. But he said it's awkward because it's like deadheads to see Billy Strings. And then you have people that just want to say, old people that want to say they saw Bob Dylan. Then he's like, then you have random drunk cowboys that are like, I'm an outlaw. So, Mike, as I told him in the office, I read this as I took a psychedelic to go watch Billy Strings and ran into drunk cowboys.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a good weekend.
And we're camping at Wild Horse. You guys know about this campground?
Is that up near the statue?
I think it's just across the street.
Oh.
Like, they took a plot of land and they planted grass. But this, I don't know how to explain it. They're famous for their grass.
Okay.
Like, on their website, they're like, our grass is that good.
We got the best grass.
Mm. Yeah, and you're like, you camp there and everybody's like, you got to lay in the grass.
Do you have a headlamp?
I do.
Good. You need one.
I have headlamps. I got a tent.
Because I have camped, quote unquote, at Cave B.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It gets dark out.
That's
there.
The hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I stayed in a yurt, which is glam camping for sure. But walking from the trails around to the bathrooms and shit like that, there are rattlesnakes everywhere. There's some that have been killed.
At Cave B.
There's some that are alive.
Right, because there's a lot less foot traffic.
In that general area, man, it's fucking Snake City. And especially during the day.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't know much about Billy Strings. I just Googled him. But I'm looking at a song list. First two songs, Cocaine Blues.
Nice.
Followed by Dust in a Baggie. I think I like that. Dust in a Baggie.
He catches heat too because they'll like celebrate like his sober anniversaries, but he's always got like a bowl with him. And people are like, you're California sober, dude. He's like, look, I'm just saying I don't drink alcohol and do hard drugs.
That's all I said.
That's what I think of when I think sober. I think alcohol.
Yeah, always. Always.
I don't think like, oh, you don't smoke cigarettes. Right. You're sober.
No, well, I had to check. But you got to check. You're right. Most of my friends that don't drink booze will still indulge in like weed or something else, if you will. But like I have a friend that was a bartender, and one night we were sitting outside and I was like, are you like sober? She's like, oh yeah. Like, I don't do anything. I'm like, okay, so you're technically
it's like vegan sober.
Right. You are
vegan sober. Extreme of sobriety. Right.
Everybody else is just dry. They're sober.
Well, I mean, even for me, right? Like, I was in Palm Springs last week. Like, I didn't drink, but I was like, I smoked an S ton of weed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hell, I'd have done any drug you put in front of me. Look, I'm just not drinking this month.
Right.
That's right.
I would look for more drugs then. Like, okay, well, why don't we do some of the fucking Molly or do yeah. some crazy? Get nutty in the desert. Look at the stars at night.
My God. What do you do this weekend, Miles?
What's that?
What do you do this weekend?
This weekend, I am playing golf with you, and I am going to the Kevin Deers tribute.
Hell yeah.
Which is tonight, yeah. if you're getting this on Friday at El Corazon. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. There are 8 local bands playing, and the your donation of $25 at the door, that goes to Kevin's family.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
So it's going to be a great night. Hopefully you can stop by and you know, celebrate the life of Kevin and do some good for his family. As they could use some cash and some help at this time.
Absolutely,
so
sure.
That's a weekend for you, man. And we're going to be off on Monday. So enjoy your 3-day weekend. Do us a favor, support the Fisher House for us in the area. Pick up our sausage, salsa, either one of the two beers, some Black Raven, and do some good.
Yeah, and don't forget, it's Memorial Day, right? These people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for your freedom.
Correct.
And in return, you can get a mattress at a discount.
Yeah.
Sweet!
Yeah, exactly.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.